Okay, we're holding the Mishnah Kuf Beis Amud Beis, the bottom of the Amud, about 8 lines up at the bottom of the page. I'm sorry, the Gemara. Up to the Gemara. We finished the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah just discussed if a person pledges, we'll speak it outside. He pledged to bring a mincha and a machvas, and he brings a marcheshes, so he pledged to bring a marcheshes. Machvas, we said, was the flat pan. Marcheshes was the deep pan. Marcheshes is more of a spongy texture. Machvas is a flatter, more of a cracker texture. So if he pledged to bring one and brought in the other, halacha is what he brought is good. But he wrote it's okay, but he wasn't Yetzer's Neder because he didn't fulfill what he pledged. Rashi points out that the Chiddush is that it's only what he brought is good, Rashi says, is because we say he was bringing an additional mincha. It was like he was pledging another mincha. It sounds like from Rashi, had the guy had in mind that he wants to be Yetzer's pledge with the wrong type, for some reason that would make it puzzle. And the question we asked was why? Why would that make it puzzle? We spoke out from the Sefer Yashiv HaTayev, who explained that when a fellow is obligated to bring a minchas machvas, let's say, he pledged machvas, he's obligated machvas, and he designates flour. That flour automatically, when he says this from a mincha, it becomes machvas automatically because that's the chiv that's riding on his shoulders. So now that flour becomes machvas. If he was to bring that flour as marcheshes, to be yetzes chayiv, he would be messing up a carbon because he'd be bringing a mincha that is already inherently a machvas as a marcheshes. That doesn't work. Whereas, because we say that he's just bringing an additional carbon, not to be Yates' original pledge. He means to bring a new carbon. That's how we interpret his actions. Therefore, it works. The Mishnah explains, if a guy designates explicitly, this flower is machvas, or this flower is marcheshes, and it brings for the type, he's not Yates. Similarly, the Mishnah brings, if a person pledges to bring in one kli, two Israelis in one kli, and he brings in two kalim, so it's kosher, but he's not Yates' chayiv, vice versa. If he pledges to bring in two kalim, or one kli, again, the carbon is kosher, but he's not Yates' chayiv. If he said that this flower should be in one kli, this flower should be in two kalim, so again, if he said it should be in one kli and he put it in two kalim, then the halach is that it's actually no good. If he said it should be in two kalim and he put it in one kli, Mishnah first says that's possible. Ultimately, the Mishnah's mashma that as long as it's separate in the one kli and he can take a kmitza from each side separately from the two isreinim, that would still be salvageable. Okay, v'tzricha. Why do I have to explain the halachas of the Mishnah, both in terms of machvas and mercheshes, and in terms of one kelim, two kelim, both those distinctions? Says Gemara, you need both distinctions. Yes, you tell me the first distinction between machvas and mercheshes. I'll say because he said machvas, and mercheshes. He's bringing the wrong type of mincha. In the case where he said one kli or two kelim, but it's both the same min, machvas, or I divide be mercheshes, or they're both the same species of mercheshes. It's just the wrong amount of the number. Not only is it kosher, maybe he's also yetzes chayv, and we're not so particular about the amount of kalim, perhaps, as long as it's the right type of mincha. That was one chiddush. V'yash bin the other way, if you just say the case of the machvas and the mercheshes, sorry, about the one kli and the two kli, that it's no good, I'd say mishum dach polig, lu, because you took a mincha, supposed to be one, let's say you split it in half, right? Or vice versa. Avahasam tle polig, machvas and mercheshes, you didn't split anything. You bring a full mincha. You just happen to bring mercheshes instead of machvas, since both of them are able to be brought by a stam, donatable carbon. So maybe when you switch one for the other, it wouldn't be such a kapeit, as long as it's the same size, same amount of kalim. Maybe it's not a problem. Tzricha, it's got to tell me. The Rishon tells me, in both cases, it is an issue. You're not yet, so you're neder. Tana Rabban, another more means a brace that argues in the Mishnah. Mashiv Yevi Videi Nidu Le'atza. Tana Kam, the brace is exactly like our Mishnah that says that what you brought is brought, but you're not Yetzir, you're Chayiv. However, that's like our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, this we didn't bring in our Mishnah. Afi Dei Nidu Yamiyotza. On the contrary, even Yedei Neder Yetzir, not only is it kosher, you satisfy the neder, because the Shimon holds that we're not particular about the type of mincha or the size of mincha. If it was changed, it doesn't matter. As long as he pledged a mincha and brought a mincha, that's fine. It doesn't make a difference if it's the different types. The way they explain Reb Shimon is because he holds that the fact that he declares in his mouth, mincha, obviously, the vow is a vow. But the fact that he declares a certain type of mincha, that's not a ma'akiv. Until you do an act to make a machvas or machashvas, you can flip to whatever you want, and it's still going to be kosher. The place can bring that the fact that the Mishnah left our Rav Shimon, only the Gemara in the Braisa, is because we don't rule like Rav Shimon, we rule like the Tana Kamma, that the type and the size is important. Okay, we said the Mishnah Zuvel of Machvas. The guy said, I'm supposed to bring this in Machvas, and he brings it in Marcheshes. Minchas kosher as a Marcheshes, but he wasn't Yaitz as Neder. So, Atanya Le Kitchim Kli, Fekti Mara, you're telling me, Sorry, mixed up the cases. Zulev Machvas is where he says this flower is Machvas. In that case, we said if you bring it in Machashas, it's puzzle. In fact, why is it puzzle? If you put the flower that you designate for Machvas in a Machashas Kli, the Machashas Kli will not sanctify. If it doesn't sanctify it, take it back, put it in Machvas, and bring it like you're supposed to bring it. If it's kosher, why are you saying puzzle? You can't continue to bring it as is, obviously, but why don't you fix it and do it the right way? Amar baye, lay kitchen, lay curve, ava kitchen, the puzzle. Big aside, we've had this few by back already. This is said many times in the Masechta, but we just had it recently again. That what? There's a concept of the klisharas being mekadesh it to make it kaddish to be on the Mizbeach, that's kosher. Then there's kaddish the puzzle, which means it doesn't give a kedusha to the extent that go on Mizbeach that it can be brought as it continues to be brought as a carbon as is, but it is enough kedusha, infused enough kedusha for the negative shabai. Over here, it's mekadosh l'pasul, meaning, so in our case, it has enough kedusha that you can't retract and take it out of the machashas and put it back in a machmas. The idea we had earlier was it has enough kedusha that what? It gets psul yaitse, if it goes out of the boundaries, it gets psulina, it can get psul of tefil yam touches it. That's all cases of kadosh l'pasul, even though it wouldn't necessarily be kadosh to go on the mizbeach. Here, to say it's kadosh l'pasul, you can't put it back in the original kli. Vam rabbi, another halacha baya, qualification of our Mishnah. Lo shanu, when we said in the Mishnah that the flour that a person designated for machvas, but then put it in machashas, we're saying it's no good. Ela shekavim b'shas neder, where he said that this flour should be mechaz machvas b'shas neder. He said it. Avo b'shas afrasha. What if he said that he's going to bring a minch with this flour, and then when he separate bring a minch with flour, and then when he let's say better. He said he's going to bring a mincha, and then when he designates the flour later, he says this flour is going to be machvas. He designates flour for this mincha. The halacha is the designation that he gives b'shas hafrasha when he sets it aside, that is not considered a designation, and he's not restricted to it, and therefore he can switch back to the original, not a problem. Why? The kepeda of keeping to his exact pledge is b'shas the pledge. Something that he sets that he designates later, that he specifies later, is not considered a specification that he's obligated to. So again, if the guy says I'm chayav mincha, separates flour and says this flour is machvas, and he switches to machashas, it's fine because the chiv is just a mincha, not machvas or machashas, and the designation that was done later is not an issue. It should not be confused with what we said from the Yeshiva Tev earlier, that in the Yeshiva Tev's case, the guy pledged machvas, he specified machvas. Then when he separates flour for his pledge, that flour automatically becomes machvas, even though it's not b'shas neder, b'shas afrasha, because his chiyuv is machvas, that was part of the original pledge. Over here it's opposite, very pledge stam, mincha. And then he brought flour out and said, this flour should be for machvas, for the mincha that I pledged. Since the designation came later, when he separated, not b'shas neder, therefore that designation is reversible, switchable, and it's not going to be ma'akiv id manami, amarab, achabar, Chanina, Amar Abasi, Amar Beichanan, Lo Shanu El Shekavim B'Shas Neder, Ava B'Shas Afrash, Eloi. If he's committed B'Shas Neder, you stuck, but if it's B'Shas Afrash, not, why Kasher Nedarta, Eloi Kasher Afrash. The same exact drasha, Pasuk says you have to do Kasher Nedarta, not like you were mafreshit, what you did B'Shas Afrash is not an ikav, only what you said B'Shas the Neder. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. Again, we're Kuf Kimel Menalef, Mishnah towards the top. Ha'imer Harei Le Mincha Ben Asayim. If a fellow says, I'm obligated to being a mincha of b'sayim. Now we know the only time you be a mincha of b'sayim is the mincha seita or mincha's k'nayis. I'm sorry, that is mincha seita or mincha's aimer. The only menachas borah from b'sayim, otherwise all menachas are from flour. So this guy says a conflicting statement. It's on me to be a mincha from barley. So how are we going to interpret it? What does the Mishnah say? Yav menachitim. He's obligated to bring from the wheat. The Gemara says right away. Why don't we view it as a retraction? It's on me to bring a mincha. And then when he says from Sairim, he's retracting and saying from Sairim, which he can't do. So it's like he's retracting his words, technically deeper. He shouldn't be chayav at all. Gemara is going to ask why he's taka chayav. Okay, but Yabinachitim, he's obligated to bring a mincha from wheat. What if he says kemach? You don't bring minchas kemach, you bring from Seilas. Yavi Seilas, you bring a mincha from Seilas. He pledges to bring a mincha, b'lei shem v'lei levaina, without shem and levaina. We'll see actually in Gemara if he's saying the word mincha each time, or he just said shem and levaina. We'll see. Because there's a mandam in the Gemara that says if he says the word mincha, then it won't make issues. We'll see. He is obligated to bring the mincha with shemen and levaina. Chatzi yisaren, if he says chatzi yisaren, yavi yisaren shalom. You don't such thing as a mincha to half a saren. Therefore, he's obligated to bring the full saren. Yisaren mechza, if he says a saren mechza, a saren half. You don't such thing as a saren half. So yavi shnayim, you round up, and he's got to bring two yisrenim. So the Mishnah is saying that we interpret his words to the tzad chomer, tzad chiyev, and he's chayev in all the above. Rabbi Shimon, Peter Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon says Peter shalais nadiv. Rishim says it's pater because he didn't make a pledge in the normal way of people making donations. Meaning you take the whole pledge doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit like a pledge that should count. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's not obligated to keep the pledge doesn't take effect. The pledge doesn't take effect. He's not obligated to keep the pledge. So this lashon actually will be quickly for our halacha from the day of he didn't make a nedek derech habas nadvim. There was a story, the Maisa Shaya, that a young person had a flock, had a farm, and he had a baby lamb in the flock, and he told his uncle, that's how the story goes, that this lamb is my Karban Pesach. He pointed to a specific lamb, this is my Karban Pesach. So the local Rav, local Dayan of Bezdin, heard the story and was all up in arms. You made your animal into a Karban Pesach. He said, this is my Karban Pesach. So he called the young guy aside to find out exactly what he knew, if he knew what he was saying, and it came out that this Pasha, the guy, had no clue about the chumras of Kedusha, of what his declaration, what the ramifications of it was, and therefore, is that it was clearly, the declaration wasn't serious. However, Lamaisa, to Shiloh, whether you have Mamish Kachemir of Karban Pesach, so he sent this Dayan, sent the Shiloh to Chacham Sefer. It's actually brought Shal Shul Sam Sefer Erechaim Simukuf Lamites. There's brought the Shaila. So the Sam Sefer says, look at our Mishnah, that a person makes a net of being a carbon, not the way the carbon's supposed to be brought, like a mincha from barley, he's potter from being the carbon. Why? He didn't make the neder kider chazadin. Now that's Rishimishit in the Mishnah, fine. But the Gemara in Pesachim says that according to Rishimin, if one makes a neder to bring an animal carbon, but not as that way, there's no base in Midish, automatically this gets the status of you made a neder declaration. People don't make nedarim to bring something you can't do. You can't bring the carbon to the base of Mikdash today. Therefore, that would have a status of shleikah derech masadim, and therefore the chayrit shouldn't take kedusha. The Chag Yaakov actually says that's what the Rambam doesn't bring, that the Salach is brought down, and the Gemara mentions that a person shouldn't say this is for Pesach. If he said this meat's for Pesach, sounds like he's designated for Karban Pesach. So if you go to the store and buy meat, you say this meets for Pesach, it sounds like it doesn't have Karban Pesach. The Rambam doesn't mean Lech L'maisa that we're worried about it, but we're not concerned because these days no one means anything for Karbanos because we don't have Beis Hamikdash. It's not, even if you made an Eder, it wouldn't be Kederach HaMasnadim. That would be the simple first approach of Chassam Sefer. But he says he wants to make a chilek. Things that were Mokdash, Mamash, opposite what I would have guessed. Things that are Mokdash for Bedek HaBayis, since there is no physical Beis Hamikdash, those won't take effect today because you're not making another Kederach HaMasnadim. However, things that are designated as a carbon, technically speaking, particularly Karban Pesach, Tumut or Betzibur, but even other Karbanos, the Shaykh, even without a Beis Hamikdash, to bring a carbon. So even though there's no Beis Hamikdash, it wouldn't necessarily be a stira of making a neder a Kederach HaMasadim, because it could be technically possible to be a carbon, and therefore he says the tech should be a problem, and they should be careful and treat the neder as a neder. What do you do? So they to have the guy be shoyel, a neder of a carbon, just like any other neder, where you can go in front of a Bezdin and be shoyel to undo the neder and get it undone. I'm saying it's like every other neder, very simply. We'll actually see, certainly, again, I don't know if Beishame agrees to that, because Beishame actually holds a hektish betoyis. Very good. Hektish is hektish. So I don't know if, again, you have to know what the Pesach is going to be. I don't know if Beishame agrees to that, but certainly, anyway, I don't know if you like Beishame anyway, Pesach like Basil, but the option would be to undo the neder through a Bezdin, to annul it. Otherwise, they'd have to treat the animal. I mean, this is obviously history, it's long over, but they would have had to treat the animal with the chumras of Karban Pesach. Okay, so let's look at the Beishame now. Amai. Why are we saying the neder chal, neder pesach imai? The neder with the pesach is together. It's all sitting there, meaning he said, I'm a chayva mincha. The mincha itself means a regular mincha, whatever, a flour. He then says, barley, a sairim, wouldn't that be considered like a retraction of his first statement? It's like a techete diber, a chazara. So neder, that's more first one, it means neder pesach imai. The pesach is like the chazara, the retraction's already there. And therefore, he shouldn't be chayiv. Mechitz Marzin have two answers. Answer number one: Mechitz Gamani Beishami. The author is Beishami. Damer Tafus Lashemishim. It's a big yisayi. Beishami is Tafus Lashemishim, which means Tafus Lashemishim means if he makes two statements and the first one, the second one contradicts the first one, instead of saying that it's a retraction, we say the Lashemishim is the ikar. Now, the way the Mefarsh explained it is much deeper than that, which is because Beishami says, like you just said, Daniel, that he holds hektish betayis is hektish. Hektish betayis is hektish. So therefore, if the guy says mincha, and then he says, oh, I made a mistake, I want to retract it, it's too late. He can't, because you'll have to retract it. It's hektish. Yeah, we're like really blending. The Mefarshim are a little trouble that we're really blending two svaras to an extent. We're blending Tafas, Lushan, Rishan, and we're blending the idea that... Right, so you're saying the Shtasa, the way they explain it, it's really one of the two of the same thing. Yeah, it's not so much Shtasa, it is the same thing, meaning the reason why he says Tafel HaShemishin is because we don't give credence to a Tayyus. Exactly. Okay, what's the case? There they argue. The Tana Rini Nazir, Menagregus Menadveil, a person pledges his Nazir. And then he explains, from what? From dried figs, from pressed figs. Nazirus isn't from figs, Nazirus is from grapes. So what's halacha? Nazir says grapes. Is the nazir's chal? Or does his qualification, his explanation, his retraction take effect? B'Shem said, I'm a nazir. No, he's a nazir. And even though he said Gregor's, he's still a nazir. But B'Shem says, I'm a nazir. B'Shem says, talking a nazir. B'Shem says, we say he retracts, he's not a nazir. So that's the same B'Shem as over here says, Chizki, that's the answer. The author of Mishnah is B'Shem. B'Shem says, no, I feel like B'Shem can make this, be the author as well. But we make a serious Hachamayas Ginan. But Aymer, the Gemara answer says, you know what we're talking about? You have to say what the guy is saying. Had I known that you can't make a neder of flour of mincha from barley, I would have said from flour. So fekir of kaner shlita. I don't understand. Very nice. What the guy is telling you now, a month later or a day later, it doesn't make a difference. Had I would have known this b'shas the neder that I can't make the neder I made, I would have made a different neder. But at the end of the day, we call that dvarim shebelev. So it's actually found that after the Rekiv Eger asked this question, the Chayr. It's Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev that he would have, but he didn't. You can't make a neder with what you would have done. So the first one actually answered that we can interpret into his words, that's what he was saying. I am Chayav a Mincha, and if I can, I want to bring it from barley. And when we tell you you can't bring it from barley, he's still Chayav the Mincha. He's not explaining that he would have done it had he known. What he's saying is, that's what I meant when I made the neder. That would be one answer to get around. Again, it's not the Mashmai Solution, but that would be one answer to get around the issue of Dvarim Shebelev to answer. Again, Rekiv Eger asked the question. That would be one way to answer Rabbi Kiva's question. Maybe himself actually has the answer. I forgot where we said this, where Rabbi Kiva said this answer from. Okay. Amar Chizkiya. Now, so we have two answers to our Mishnah. The explanation of the Mishnah is either it's going like Beshamai, that Tafas Lashem Rishim, Chazara is not a good Chazara, or going like even like Basilo, where the guy is saying, I would still do it. I would bring it. Even if I knew that you can't bring barley, I would bring the wheat. And even though they can't bring Kemach, I'd bring the fine Silas. I would bring that as well. Amar Chizkiya. Leishanu, Ela de Amar Mincha Menasairim. This whole conversation is only where the guy says, Mincha Minasairim, Ava Amar Mincha Minohadashim, Lai. If he said the words Mincha from Adashim, then it doesn't work. Again, when do we say in the Mishnah that's Chal? When do we say in the Mishnah that's Chal? Where he says, Mincha, Elda Mincha, Min Hasairim. If he says, sorry, mincha, yeah, adashim is lentils, thank you. If he says, mincha, min adashim, mincha from lentils, then it's not going to take effect. The reason is because we say that barley and wheat, a person could confuse. As a matter of fact, we spoke up before, saita, aymer, they come from barley. So therefore, we're saying, if it's beautiful, we just said a minute ago, we're saying there's an explanation of his pledge. His pledge was, he said wheat, barley, he didn't mean barley. He meant if I can barley, if not wheat. But if he says lentils, everyone knows he can't do lentils. So by saying lentils, that's clearly going to be some sort of retraction, and therefore won't work. Now what's wild over here is, Chizki is the one that says, we go like Beisham, who says retractions don't work over here. Chizki's explanation over here is really going clearly in Rabbi Yechanan's Peshad. Michti, Chizki command on Mishmaite, who's Chizki going like Beshamai? Chizki explained the Mishnah like Beshamai. Quite Beshamai, Mishnah Tafas Lashmishanu, Mali Minada, Sairim, Mali Minadashim, Shemachnusayis, it should make no chilik whether it's Adashim or Sairim. His Chazara is not going to be work, it's not going to be a Vel Chazara because Tafas Lashmishan and Hektish Betoyas is a Hektish. So if he's going in Beshamai, this qualification doesn't work. Gemara says, you're right, Hadabay. After Chizki heard Rabbi Yechanan's answer, he realized he could say like Basilil, he was Chayzer, and he learns the Mishnah like Basilil, talking like Beishamai, and therefore learns the Chiddush of the Mishnah was, where they were talking about a case where the guy said, he explains his pledge that he'd known, if it was now that he knows it can't be barley, he wants it to be wheat, and therefore Chizki goes to that earth, and he's qualifying further, so therefore it only works with barley, not with lentils. Well, my time had to be, why was he chayzer? Why did Chizki drop his pshat of Beishamai and go to Rabbi Yechon and say, Beisilo, Rav Masisa Kashi, his brother from Mishnah, my attorney, Minna Mechon of Tzarim, because why attack the Mishnah speak about Tzarim? Listen to Minna Dashim, say the big Chiddush. Say the case of Mincha from Adashim and say, even over there, it's still going to be chal. Your retraction is not a retraction. Ella, shema mina mishum devtoyu. The reason why the mission picks sairim is because dafka sairim, which you make a mistake with, that's why it's chal, because the guy was saying he had a mind that it should be work. If he's wrong, it should work for wheat. But sairim toyu, but sairim person makes a mistake. Adashim is no mistake at all. There's no other explanation. And therefore, the guy said adashim is taka not going to be chal. So therefore, that's the deek of the mission why he picked sairim and adashim. And that's why Chizki switched to go like Rabbi Yechanan's malach. Okay. Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Rabbi Yechanan holds, he argues, Rabbi Yechanan says, Afilu min adashim, Rabbi Yochanan sticks with his opinion that we're going to be Hillel. And he says, even so, even though you say it is that the guy is saying, had I known I would have done the right thing, even if the guy says, Mina Adashim, we still say it's kosher. Why? We said this first because the guy made a mistake. Isn't the logic we just said a moment ago correct? A person makes a mistake in Serim, not in Adashim. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? That even in Adashim, says the Gemara, you're right. He was saying it to the words of Chizkiah. Meaning, at my time, Hadrabach, why Chizkiah? Why were you chayzer from your malach to agree to me that we're talking about Hillel? Mishnah like Ketani Adashim, because the Mishnah didn't say Lashon of Adashim, didn't say the case of Sarim, not Adashim. Must be because Adashim is a clear mistake, must be. Tafas Lash Rish is not the Svar, must this Svar is. That the guy can explain what he meant, and by Adashim he can explain. Not true. Dimalim by Kamar. Maybe the Tanakhama really goes like by Shammai, and like your original malach, and he was saying, Lemme bay min adashim, iklim mahadu udadabay, utafas ashmishan, alafumasarim, tikilaman maimer, mitayhu dekataya, filach, utafas ashmishan. It's beautiful. Rabbi Yechanan's answering for Chizkiah in his Chizkiah's malach. You want to say it's like Bishamai and it's a matter of tafas ashmishan or not? Stick with Bishamai. And the fact that the Gemara, that the Mishnah picked the case of Sayyim and not adashim is because of the following reason. Not only is Sayyim, where it's pasha to say the guy's being chaser, and then you get to your argument, they say, you can't be chayzer because hektish b'tayis is hektish. Tafas l'shemishin. Even sa'arim where he's not being chayzer. He's just explaining himself. Maybe there it should be more of a possibility for retraction. Afilachi, tafas l'shemishin, you still go ba pasar l'shemishin. So it's funny, Chizkiah himself ultimately switched to Rabbi Yechon's pshat, but Rabbi Yechon himself explained why Chizkiah could have, the reason Chizkiah left was this pshat wasn't a good reason, because Chizkiah could have interpreted the Lamy Bay like Rabbi Yechon interpreted on Chizkiah's behalf. Amar Zibi, top of Kuf Gimel Beis. Amar Zibi, Leishanu Ela Da'amar Mincha. This that we said in the Mishnah, that when the guy says Mincha and then he has the wrong Sairim, it's only when he said the word mincha. He points out when we read the Mishnah. Oh, he told me he said the word mincha or not. Says Zibi, dafka he said the word mincha. Avlem mincha, then lay. So only if he says mincha, then he's chayv. If he didn't say mincha, now Rashi has two explanations of what this means. Either means if the guy says mincha minas ayrim, then he's chayv spring from wheat, because he said the word mincha, right? Which, according to this, would feel like Beisham again, Tafas Lashem Rishon. Whereas if he said the word Sayyim Stam, he doesn't have the word Mincha there, no Tafas Lashem Rishon, there we talk, we wouldn't have to replace it with Sayyim. It's one pshat in Rashi. Rashi's second pshat is that Leishanu Elwe said the word Mincha. I'm sorry, I mixed it up. The first part of Rashi, I just said the second pshat. Second pshat, we say the word Mincha as opposed to saying just the word Sayyim alone. Which means, if you show me Sayyim, you can't know the way to teach it. The first part of Rashi is Mincha as opposed to Minchas, meaning, according to the first part, the guy says mincha, we could say, he said mincha, and then he says shel sayer, and we could say, no, bring it shel, bring mincha, that you pledged, shel chitin, of wheat. But what if he says minchas sayerim? If he said minchas sayerim, his whole pledge was sayerim, sayerim doesn't exist, and therefore he wouldn't be chayav. That is the first interpretation of Rashi. Okay. Effective more now, a few questions, obvious, simple questions, simple answers. Yes, Rav Nachman, v'kam ala shmait, v'nachman sef, this memra, where he dafka, from Zibi, it's dafka, he said mincha, as opposed to either not saying the word mincha at all or saying minchas. Eisver Rav Nachman, Rabbi Eisver Nachman, kemach yavi seilis. And the Mishnah says if he pledges kemach being seilis, doesn't say a word about mincha there. Lav blei kama mincha isn't the case where he didn't say the word mincha. Rather, he just said stam kemach. Or he said minchas kemach, according to Rashi's first pshat. And was saying he still had to bring seilis. Kasha on Zibi is chiddush. Answered, lai, dava mincha. The Mishnah didn't specify first, but he did say the word mincha. Similarly, next part of the Mishnah, play Shem Levina. If he says I'm chayev mincha, if he says I'm chayev without Shem Levina, Yavi Shem Levina, he has to bring with Shem Levina. My love, dilemma, mincha isn't talking about a case where he didn't say the word mincha, and still has to bring Shem Levina, not like Ziri. Loi dam mincha. He said the word mincha. He said mincha as well. Okay. Last case, I believe, Chatzi Yisaren, Yavi Yisaren Shalom. But the case of Chatzi Yisaren, it says if you pledge chatzisarin, it's being a full sarin. My love, lema mincha. Again, he didn't say mincha. Leida mincha, he said mincha. Frek miyachi, aim a seifa. If he's saying it's where he said mincha, by the case of chatzisarin, look at the next case. Isarin umechzi, every time he said isarin umechzi, he has to bring two. He has to bring two isarinim. Kiv dama mincha, but if the case is where he said, it's on me to bring a mincha of an isarin, lechatzi. So read it as follows. Kiv dama mincha, echayv le bisarin. The word mincha is ready, chayv le bisarin. Kiv machatzisarin le klum. When he says chatzisarin, then he shouldn't be chayv anything. So meaning, the guy said, I'm chayv a mincha, b'sarin, and chetzi, it should be, the mincha should be connected to the sarin, and chetzi should be nothing. Why is it chayv to esrainim? Leit tzricha, da'ama, reyla, mincha, chetzi, sarin, v'sarin. It's very, again, a nice, hachamayaskin, a nice echidimtza. He pledged, it's on me to be a mincha, Chatzi Sarin, Visarin. They keep them mincha. Since that mincha chayle bisarin, these chayv in that first asarin, so the first kichamer chatzi, the leg klamamar. So the mincha loans chayv in asarin. The chatzi is not going to chayv anything. Kiyadam asarin says asarin a second time. I see sanachrin, it's being a second asarin. So that's why it means two asarinas for the word mincha and the second word asarin, not for the chatzi in between. Yachi, Rav Shem Peiter, Shleis Takim, Kirei Chavsadven. Am I? If you're telling me that he kept saying the word mincha, why are you saying that he wasn't Mazadvin? The Lord is really asking back, especially if you look at Shammai, who says Tafas Lashmishan. And the guy said the word Mincha. The word Mincha is Lashmishan. So there was Kedarcha Mazadvin, Amarava, Rabbi Shimon Beshitis, Rabbi Yisrael Amra, Damar Afuk Mardarv, Gmar Dvarv Adam Matfis. Rabbi Shimon, who argued and said, it's not Kedarcha Mazadvin, because he goes like the sheet that says a person is even Bigmar Dvarv. He finishes even with his end words, so not only with his beginning words, and therefore he yelled, you have to take into account the rest of the sentence. Since you have to take into account the rest of the sentence, shouldn't it be over here a chiv of mincha, and therefore it's a chiddush that you even chiv of mincha. Let's see the Mishnah. Besides the mincha shoshishim isarin, a person can make a pledge of mincha of as many as 60 isarinim, but not more. We'll see what not. Umevi kli echad, and bring that 60 in one kli. If I'm a relay shishim echad, what if he pledged to bring 61? Maybe shishim klei chavecha b'klish echad. So he could bring taka 61, but it's got to bring 60 in one kli, and the other one in the second kli, so the other one will be a separate mincha. Why is that, says the Mishnah? This is going to be a fundamental machlekes. So the Tanakam Mishnah explains, shekein atzibar, maybe we have to rishon shechag, shecholayis b'shabbos, because the tzibar brings on the first day of Sukkot, the first day of Shabbos, how many total israelis come on that day? Shishim v'echad. 61. Da'i liyachad shiyabachas ben atzibar echad. So it makes sense that the yachad should be at least one less than the tzibar. Now, really, what happens is all the karbanas on Sukkot, and on Shabbos for Sukkot, we have more karbanas. They all come with menachas and with esrainim. So, if you calculate all the esrainim put together, you get a total of 61. You get from the 13. Let's say the first day of Sukkot. You have 13, that's because we know it goes down in numbers. 13 the first day, 12 cows, 11, so on and so forth, down to 7. So for the 13 cows on the first day, now cows have the most astrainus, that's 3 astrainus each cow, so that's already 39 astrainus right there. You then also have 14 kvasim that each require one astrain, so 39 plus 14, you're already up to 63. You then have the aisles, two aisles, which each require two Isra'inim, which brings you to 57. And then if you have Shabbos there, you have the Musafim, the Kvasim Musaf, which each come with the Sarin, that makes you up to 59. And then you have the Tamid, Shachar Tam Shabbat Abayim, which is two more, brings you to 61. Rashi brings the whole Cheshbon. So the point is that Tzibur brings 61, the Karban Yachad shouldn't be as big as that, should be at the most 60. Amar Rav Shimon, V'alei L'Eilei Pa'ar Me'Lei Kvasa, Rav Shimon says, but like you just pointed out, it's not one Karban. The Tzibur is bringing, we just have 13 Karbanas, and they're different, like 13 bulls, a few lambs, a few... No, they are Israelis. You bring with each one, you bring a Michas Kvasa with flour, and with the various amount of Israelis, either one, two, or three. But the point is, it's not one carbon, it's multiple carbonas. So the Yachid's one carbon, meaning your issue was that the Yachid's carbon should be in the Tzibur 61. 61 is a random number because it's just a combination of all the carbon Tzibur's. So that can't be the Svara. Ain't something the Vlom Zazen. That mixed together, it's not one Mincha. Ella, says Rav Shimon, a new reason, Ad Shishim Yechom Lebalol. Up to 60 can be mixed in this clay. Right? Whereas, more than 60 cannot be mixed. Now, we always say mixed in the Kli, as actually Lashon from it's Lashon from Gemara elsewhere for sure. Certainly Rashi actually brings it over here, but Rashi has two words here. Bekli Echad, Belug Echad, Rashi says. Bekli Echad, Belug Echad. And Rabbi Negersh, Yudches. That's where we had it. And Rabbi Negershim, Ovir Be'ez says, focuses only on the Lug Echad. Meaning, the problem isn't the Kli, because presumably just get a bigger Kli. That's the whole issue. Get a bigger Kli to mix it. They didn't have a bigger Kli, a big enough Kli. The issue seemingly would be, Mezah Kaddish, the issue would be, more importantly, that... Very good. This should be more importantly, that one lug cannot properly liquefy or hydrate more than 60. Exactly. Now, we see the famous Gemara coming up, but as long as it's fit, you don't actually have to mix it perfectly anyway, but it has to at least be fit for mixing. That's going to be the Gemara coming up in a few lines. It says, let's see, a few more minutes. Amr Lai. They said back to Shimon, Shishim Nevlalim, Shishim Echa Enevlalim. Is that so? 60 can be mixed up, 61 not? Like, really? That's the cutoff? Hamalim, yeah. Kamei Zechamim came. You find this all the time. It means Zechamim. Barabam Sahu Tevel, Uvavam Sahu Chasa Kurtav, and Yachlut Balbem. With 40 Sahu, a person goes to the Mikvah and comes Tar. If it's missing one Kurtav out of the 40 Sahu, no deal. Mikvah's no good. So you find the Shirim, the Shirim I'm addicted. So why should bother you that 60 can be mixed, 61 can't be mixed? Shal Shalal Malam Merbi Dabar Lai. The question was asked for the Rebbe Dabar Lai. This is the Rebbe Dabar Lai of the Mishnah of Time. Menayin Emarei Alei Shishim Echad. Maybe Shishim B'Kli Echad. V'Echad B'Kli Echad. How do you know they split up to 60? If a guy pledges to being 61, he's got to make 61 Kli, one in the second Kli. Pasach Rebbe Dabar Lai. Reshem Adabrim B'chol Makam B'Aymer. Rebbe Dabar Lai was the Reshem Adabrim. He's the head of the speakers. He's the first one to speak in all the places. He opened up and he said as follows. Shekem Atzim Atzim Revi'im B'yam Tufishin Shechag. This is Mamashar Mishnah. We find the Tzibur brings on the first day of Sukkot Shechol Yis B'Shabbos Tefillin. Shabbos, you bring Shishim V'Echad, 61 total Yisra'inim. Tai Li'achad Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. It's good enough that the yachid should be at least one nisar less than the tzibur. Amalei Rabbi Shemayin, v'alai elu parim elu kfasim. It's not one big mincha. It's almost like Rabbi Shemayin is willing to forgive your 13 paras, which each have three sreinim, which are separate, also separate. That could be jumped, put together. But to start putting together the sreinim of the parim and the elim, that's too much. Elu b'lasan ava, and it's more than that. Not only is it too much, the ratio of oil to flour is very different. Why? Because Elu Livyasa Blilasan Ava, let's say the bulls, or by the way, I think the parm as well, their ratio by both we had is two lugim for every isarim. 2 to 1. That's a thicker mix than the kvasim, which are 3 to 1, much more loose. Elu Blasan Raka is different mixes. That's what the Rehuda says. The Mishnah Lashon just was that these aren't mixed together, if you notice that in the Mishnah, not mixed together, right? That was the Svar they said, right? I mean, also means, because even if you did, you're not allowed to. We had a Gemara earlier before, it says that when things are not of like ratios, you can. So it really fits with what the Gemara is saying here too. Okay. Ve'elu b'lasan raka, elu b'lasan shachas ve'lasan arbayim, ben arbayim. These are mixed in the morning, where these, meaning some of them in the morning, some of them in the afternoon, and they're not mixed one with the other. Here's the other svar that we had attached to Mishnah that way. You can't mix one with the other. So you have these three differences. So why are you calling it 61 of the tibur? It's not connected. They said, you tell us why Taki can't you do 161? It says all mincha mixed with oil and the dry ones. You have to bring a mincha that's fit to at least be mixed. 61 cannot be mixed. Amar Leib, Shishim Nevam, Shishim Echad, Nevam. Is it true that 60 is fine, 61 is not? Is that the cutoff? Amar Leib, yes. Kol Mitzvah Chachamim Kenu. That is the Midah of Chachamim. That is the Midah of Chachamim. So it's very clear. Again, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said that the reason is 61. That he's the author of the Mishnah, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah. And Rabbi Shimon, who argued the Mishnah, is arguing Rabbi Yehuda also and saying that what? That the reason is because of has to be able to be mixed properly. And the Mitzvah Chachamim are Meduyik. That Dafka 60 even mixed, not 61. Barbam so tevil, he goes to make for 40 sa. Barbam so chasakut v'enik yachalitvo. Kibetzim, now we give more examples. Kibetzim, matame, tumas eichlin, a shef, kibetza, such food is able to be conveyed, tumma, tumas eichlin, kibetza chasashimshim, if it's missing even the size of a sesame seed, which is tiny. Ain't matame, tumas eichlin, can no longer convey tumas eichlin. Shlesha, shlesha, matame, midras, a cloth. That's 3x3 tvachim is matame midras. Shasha shasha chasuk nima. If it's missing even a hair breadth, a thread, einay matame achas a thread, einay matame tumas midras. So you see the shirim meduktik. They're medayik. They're meduktik. They're very specific. So therefore, don't be bothered by the fact that 60 could mix, can yes mix, 61 can't mix. Fekti gemara v'chi ein nivlalin. Even if they can't mix, my have it. What is the big deal? But tonight we learned the Mishnah mlei balal kasher. We learned in the Mishnah in that you referred to very earlier, very good. We learned in the Mishnah that if you didn't mix it, it's fine also. This is a massive, massive yisoid, that which is fit for mixing is not makev. That which is not fixed for mixing, that is going to be makev. We find this concept lagabi diber, lagabi by bikurim. Someone who can't say the parsha, it's makev. Someone who can. Right, the emergency sauce over there with this makim. We'll pick it up here tomorrow, Mitzvah.